Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
How do you make sense of God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament? That was one of the questions I had in graduate school for my advisor. A public school studying engineering in Seattle. But trying to probe, how do you make sense of this? What's going on with Christianity? Now, granted, I think we had a little different relationship on some of our conversations because my first day meeting my professor was on September 11th, 2001. And that day made people stop and think deeper. Something deeper happened. As we mentioned at the beginning of Mass, when there's a tragedy, people step out in new ways. And in fact, just thinking of that with tragedies, there is a response. We might even think if we were there at September 11th, that time where we were, think of what our response was, or other tragedies in our life. To recall September 11th first, to take a moment to honor that, I'm going to read a poem, Forgiveness by Rita Simmons. Two tall towers, a traded target, twin and twisted, forever inflamed. A serene September sky, stained, exploded. Stories stolen. Panic high, rescue low to vain. Abraham and Edward. Muhammad and Wells, Mika and Wesley, Moriah, Anno, souls upon souls, rose as they fell. Death is an instant, dying each second. Father, forgive them. Humanity's sentence. These opportunities, these tragedies, it's an invitation to go deeper. And so when my professor asked me, how do you make sense of this God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament? I knew that wasn't the real question. These are little things just to get people provoked. And so even as an undergraduate, I just kind of stayed with him. What's he really asking? Is he really curious? And even just setting the tone, my advisor, he was a avowed atheist. He knew he'd like to prove that there's no God. But even as a student, I said, what can I do to help him? What can I do to help him? And I met him in those relationships that were important to him. To him, it was his boys, his sons. And when I talked about God with him, I talked about his family, because that what was as important. Of course, and I admitted, well, I'm no biblical scholar. I don't know. I don't know the different times and descriptions of God at different times. I don't know. But coming to know that experience of God, and especially in the difficulties in our life, I've come to know who God is. And we're just repeating that this year. God as mercy. God is mercy. I think that at that time would resonate true. I think in my own way, not knowing exactly how to put it, that this is who God is. God's loving. God is, and even more so, mercy describes God even more. God who reaches out. Mercy is someone that will come out and restore the relationships. That's who God is. But how to explain it? Well, thinking of a professor and everyone here, I know here at Stanford, we have to be able to give descriptions, even engage in these questions. So we do have biblical scholars explaining even the Old Testament. What does this mean? We hear the scripture today. God's talking about wiping out his people. So what does this mean? I mean, we have to address it. But I picked up a biblical scholar who's a Jewish scholar explaining God's words and the law of God in the Old Testament, comparing it to other cultures, the Near East cultures. And that scholar, just in summary, I mean, you can go in the detail later, but in summary, the Jewish scholar says the way of God is to restore a relationship. Even more so, even the other Hammurabi's code was to make a civil response. Instead of when there's retaliation, when there's violence, then you retaliate. And then you retaliate for the retaliation that escalates. And so law stops the escalation. It takes it out of getting revenge from family to family and puts it in a greater realm. And even more so for God's people. But God's people, Jewish scholars are showing, is to establish that relationship. That is what the law is about, that relationship. And then when I go back and hear that reading again from Exodus today, I hear God speaking, "These people of yours, why don't I just wipe them out?" All of a sudden, it sounds more like the way parents speak. You've heard the parents say to the other, "This son of yours, this daughter of yours," right? Does that happen? Can parents relate to that? And even those threats. I know from my experience, the disobedient teenager that I was, I heard my parents say, "I'm going to kill this kid." Okay, it happens. I mean, if we would transcribe my parents' words, they'd probably be arrested or at least blogged that this is bad parenting. But they wanted to kill me. They threatened me. That was to get my attention, to bring back in line. And this is how God speaks, like a rebellious child trying to teach Israel, bring them into relationship. And sure enough, biblical scholars show when God was so close to the people, like this time of Exodus, yes, God was in this relationship very like this parent. At other times in Israel's history, when they're in exile, notice the people of Israel, they don't have this conflict with God. In fact, they just become good people. They just go on. They're actually trying to live as upright as they can when they're in exile. They don't feel the closeness of God now. And that's the next step. The next step. God is teaching us something, to be more than just a good person. I don't know how many times that was what I heard when I was in graduate school. Why be a Christian? Why don't you just be a good professor, a good person? That's what my professor said. You probably hear that yourself. And what God is teaching, we are called to be more than good people. We are called to be more. And in fact, Jesus comes to show us what that more looks like. Those parables today, we hear about the prodigal son. And we were asked to reflect, are we like the prodigal son or like the brother that doesn't go out and look for his brother? Or the father that's generous? Which one are we? But in fact, I think our job as Catholic Christians is to be some of everything. To be that son that asks for repentance. I'm sorry for keeping far away. And opening up our hearts, even if we don't feel like we're doing anything bad, even if we feel like we're doing good. Okay, I'm basically doing... No, open your heart to more. It's like the disaster in 9/11. The tragedy, those who helped ran into the tragedy, accepted the tragedy. And that is our job, to open our hearts with those that are in pain. And that is the opposite of that brother that doesn't look out for his brother, doesn't go seek out how to help. But in the end, you hear that parable along with the other two, to hear what Jesus is trying to teach us, that God is one who reaches out, like a shepherd who goes after that lost sheep. That one lost sheep, the shepherd will leave everything else. Okay, that is not practical. That's not the way shepherds do it. But this is what Jesus is teaching. The woman who searches her whole house, tears up the whole house for one coin, throws a big party for one coin. Not practical, but this is who God is. Like this woman that just rejoices for finding what is lost. And like the father, that when sees that child who is lost, try to make amends, trying to come back, wouldn't even let him finish his speech. I had a whole speech planned out. Just embraces him. This is who God is. This is what mercy is. God who comes out for us, embraces us, restores us to that dignity. This is who God is and who God is asking us to be. More than good people. No, God is asking us to be that face of mercy. Just like Jesus is the face of mercy of God, so we are called to be merciful like Jesus. To receive that mercy in ourselves. If we need to dig deeper, this commemoration of 9/11 perhaps is a chance to open up our hearts. Where do we need that mercy in our lives? Open your hearts to God's mercy. Let that unfold this week. If you need to hear God's mercy, that's why we have a church, to talk to others in our community, to call up Lords Nancy, the pastoral staff here. Father Xavier and I are here for reconciliation, confessions, to hear God's mercy. Right now, I could push you. You should go and open your hearts to that God's mercy. But when you go to reconciliation, you hear nothing but tenderness. You hear God's mercy, God's love for you. Open your heart to God's mercy. So that when you come to the Mass, you receive the Eucharist, you receive God's grace, you are feeling like that child with a father embracing you, restoring you to the dignity that you have. And telling you he loves you. Receive God's mercy. God, who is a Father, who is merciful, so that you may share that mercy with others.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.